mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The word of our holy God we find written in the Gospel according to St. John, there in chapter 1, verse 29, we read, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Beloved in Christ, we are assembled here in a confessional service to rightly prepare ourselves for the acceptance by faith in the body and the blood of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all for the forgiveness of sins. As John looks up in our text, he sees the dear Lord Jesus Christ coming. And all he can say is, "Behold, the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world." These words are humiliating, but also very comforting. We hear these words, "The world, what a sweeping term, all inclusive, no one but I, meaning you, me, and wherever a human being breathes this breath of life, everyone is included, from the old individual, very close to the door of eternity, to the very young, just born into this world of misery. All are included in this term, the world. Therefore, all are sinners. Therefore, all are short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." Now, sin is not something that we learn as we get older. Sin is a virus that affects the flesh and the blood from the moment we are conceived. Sin is poison that we have inherited from our fathers and mothers. Our Lord Jesus says that which is born of flesh is flesh. The Holy Writers simply speak, "My mother in sin conceived me, and this is the way I am, a simple human being." Yes, the imagination of man's past is evil from his youth. As we grow older, we do more and more of that which is not acceptable in the sight of our holy God. We do that which is displeasing him. And all because we are flesh, born of flesh. We have every reason to confess these words. "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." The Lamb of God, then, the Holy Son of God from eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ born in the flesh, came to do for you and for me what no man could do, that no man could write himself in the presence of God by his own merit, came to take upon himself the sin, yours and mine. That Lamb, innocent, holy, blameless, unblemished, became sin for you and for me. He endured the agony in Gethsemane. He suffered the mockery of Gabbatha. The ignominious death on Calvary, he endured. Why? That the sinner mercy in Christ. For the Father's throne presented all through grace, all through Christ's merit, all through what Jesus gave, that Lamb of God, making us perfect in God's sight. And we get it by faith. God's gift to you and to me. Not that we should boast, but that we should say, I know him in whom I believe. I am persuaded nothing shall ever separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Now hear that Lamb of God as he is enduring the suffering for you and for me, child. My God, why? When we see that picture, never will we say, oh, the little thing. For the big thing. Never will we try to lay our conscience, our flesh, into the presence of God by saying, well, it wasn't so great for God. But the agony that we behold, and the suffering that we see, and the Lamb of God for me, enduring my punishment, taking my guilt, will make me confess, oh God, I plead for Jesus' sake, forgive me, have mercy upon me. Don't take confession lightly, but very seriously and honestly come before the presence of God. In him who is your Savior, Jesus, the Lamb of God, that perfect Redeemer, and in him receive that blessing, that cleansing, that forgiveness. What a gift! Yes, you and I can really confess, oh God, my sin is great. I groan beneath that dreadful load. Be thou merciful, I pray. Take my guilt and punishment away. Thanks be to God, the guilt and the punishment have been taken. By none other than he who is God's gift to us, his holy, precious, sinfully penitent, that Lamb of God, upon whom the Father placed your sin and mine. When he went all the way to fulfill for you and for me that perfect righteousness, and he didn't need it for himself. And he gave to you and to me vicariously suffering for us that perfect gift that the Father accepts in giving you and me the forgiveness of sins. Innocently having suffered, ignominiously having died, substitutionarily coming to be my sin, and on the cross taking my death as his own, giving unto me my life and salvation through and through in him who is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That is going to be received by faith that wonderful gift. Now comes just one additional piece of good news. That the Lord Jesus, who on the cross for you and for me was crucified, who from the cross was taken dead and placed into the tomb, who from the tomb rose in victory, says to you and to me, in the bread eat my body, in the blood, in the wine drink my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. Take it sincerely in faith and receive in faith that gift that God wants you and me to have, forgiveness pure and free. Come then to this table in that faith. May God give you a greater faith that you will say, I, a penitent,
sincerely come. I, a forgiven sinner, sincerely have the power to hear that word echo and re-echo every time God speaks to me. Be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. Let this text echo and re-echo in your heart. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away my sins. Peace be unto you from God the Father, and from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, here now and forever. Amen.